tickets and two seat tickets to the A's game tonight. It's a fireworks night. If anybody wants them, I'd be more than happy to give them to you because I'd hate to see them go to waste, so don't be bashful. The seat tickets are actually pretty good. Confirm a quorum?
Yes, Mr.
Thank
Chair.
You. Consent calendar consisting of the minutes from July 13th and legislative history.
Move for approval.
Thank you. Moved by McKenzie, seconded by Halstead, I believe. Any objection to the motion? Motion will pass without objection. 3A, state legislation.
Commissioner Haggerty, member of the committee, Randy Rentschler. The item here today is really the implementation of the federal transportation bill we call MAP 21. The last time we had to run state law or a change in state law was back in 1991 when the commission led an effort, a statewide coalition, to essentially take a whole new post-interstate era transportation bill that created the sub-allocation of STP and CMAQ, created T and all these other things in state law. MAP 21 has a number of changes in it that require us to work with the administration and to probably run a bill to put it, to codify it as well. So I'm going to do this very briefly, hand it off to Rebecca to do some of the details. I'm going to draw your attention to the two attachments. First one I'm going to refer to, if you're interested, is attachment B. It's a color chart that shows you all the program consolidations that took place from the existing program NIST to the new program in MAP 21. Give you a sense that all these boxes and arrows are going to require us to make some changes here in California. I think there's a couple of moving parts that I just wanted to draw your attention to. The first thing is that the consolidated programs essentially eliminated a whole bunch of places where certain folks went to get funding. Safe Routes to School is one example, but there are others, the Bridge Program as well. But the eligibility to do these projects remains. In fact, it was expanded in many cases so that these project constituents still want money, but their particular narrow place to get the money has been consolidated into a bigger program. There's really a couple of big challenges before us. The first one is that we got no more additional money. So if someone gets less, or excuse me, if we want to get more, someone's going to get less. So the state of California, the Brown administration, has proposed a status quo implementation program between the old rules and the new ones, which, frankly, as Rebecca will cover, is good for us. And the next thing we have to deal with is the fact that the State Transportation Improvement Program, the STIP that you often hear about, is a document that's been programmed, and it's programmed out to 2017 in some cases. And it was programmed under the old rules. So if you were a Safe Routes to School project, for example, and you were in the STIP in 2017 and that program has now been eliminated, what's going to happen to your project is the question that we're trying to deal with. So in some cases, it makes sense to have a transition to allow that programming to still exist in the STIP. In other cases, other interests are saying, no, stop all that. Sub-allocate the money down to how it's supposed to be in the bill, and we can have a reset of the clock. So those are the kinds of things we're dealing with, and I'm going to turn it over to Rebecca to some of the conversations we've had with our partners around the state on this subject.
Thank you, Randy. I would like to just walk through a little bit the table, which is the first attachment, attachment A, just to kind of explain some of the shifts in funding. So for STP, which is certainly one of our biggest priorities as those funds come to us, and it's a very large program. What the administration's proposal does is it keeps it flat at fiscal year 2012 levels. However, just worth pointing out that the overall STP program for the state goes up 21%. So, you know, when we first saw this proposal, we were definitely a little disappointed, to say the least, because it seemed like, well, why can't, you know, MPOs share some of that growth in STP, particularly because under Safe T, MPOs basically by population were receiving 62.5% of STP. Now, one of the big changes in MAP 21 is it reduces that split, and so now it's a 50-50 share. Caltrans is proposing to give us slightly more than half. And as you can see in the attachment, if you look at the middle column, which sort of illustrates a literal reading of MAP 21, we would only get $436 million. So the department is keeping us you know, steady at the dollar value that we got in 2012 at $451. But again, had we gotten a higher share, you know, proportional to what we had been getting under Safe T, it would be, you know, much higher. It would be more like 498. So, you know, what we've been working on with this working group that MTC does have a seat on with Caltrans and, you know, CSAC's represented the league, other MPOs, both small and large, is trying to figure out, is there some way, without upsetting the overall apple cart of this 62% state, 38% local, is there some way to give us more STP? And so if you look at the different programs and the way that they've shifted, one area that has grown quite a bit is the HSIP program, which stands for Highway Safety Improvement Program. Now, historically, there is legislative intent language. It's not mandatory, but the intent language in California says that that program will be split equally between state and local. The local funds are not subvened to MTC or to local agencies. It's a grant program that Caltrans administers for safety projects on local streets and roads. And so if you look at under Safety Lou, that program got about $67 million. There was also $7 million for the railroad crossing program. Railroad crossing has been subsumed in the new HSIP, so it's now an eligible program, not a set-aside. But the overall increase for the locals is now up to $104 million. So it's a $30 million increase from what we were getting and what we've programmed. When I say we, I just mean local agencies generally. So, you know, essentially it's gravy, if you will. And so we've been having these conversations with CSAC and others about, you know, how important is this program? Does it work well? What would you think about giving the state more of HSIP, which goes into the shop, basically, for their safety projects, and then shifting, giving the regions more STP? And so there has been an alternative proposal put out there kind of through the RTPAs and the working group looking at basically boosting STP up to about $486 million and, you know, the proportional reduction in HSIP. I wouldn't say we're quite there with a consensus of everybody on board, but we're getting very close. And what does this mean for our region? You know, I think it sets the precedent, which is really important, to giving MPOs more than just this, you know, basically a little bit more than 50%. And it would give us about $6.7 million more dollars per year in STP. So, you know, it's not enormous, but it does help. So that's kind of the big proposal that's a counter to the administration's. Timing-wise, the CTC is planning on adopting an initial lump sum allocation for STP-CMAC in a week or two. And so we've all been in a little bit of a scurry to figure out, well, what should that be? Is it going to reflect exactly the administration's proposal? Historically, and what the plan is that CTC will basically adopt a 50%, you know, six-month allocation. So even if they go with something that isn't sort of our preferred proportion of the funds, they can adjust for that down the road in the subsequent allocation, which is in May or June. So, you know, I think we're making headway. The plan is to really, again, finalize the numbers for fiscal year 2013 within the next few weeks. That would not be something that would be adopted in legislation, but I think all of us want to see it adopted in some written format, whether it's sort of a CTC policy or, you know, the department signs on, but we need to have some assurance of what we're getting for these different programs for fiscal year 13. And then for fiscal year 14, there will be a need to adopt legislation because a lot of the codes now don't even refer to anything. I mean, it's all outdated. So we're going to work in the working group with Caltrans to come up with bill language in December that could be introduced in January. And with that, I will close and see if you have any questions.
Anybody have any questions?
Nope.
Everybody comfortable with the direction staff is going? Okay, thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Federal legislation, I will allow all of you to peruse Mr. Bulger's report in your own individual time and adjourn this meeting.